Hi, this is Jerry from the Strange Times podcast, telling you to listen to The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
It's just when I look at you,
yeah,
I don't see a man that wears scarves.
Why not?
I just don't. I see a fellow who would wear a scarf, like if he was outdoors.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he wanted to keep his neck warm. That's fine. But we're indoors.
Yeah.
You're wearing short sleeves.
Yeah.
And you come here and you sit down and you wear a scarf. That to me just like carries a certain level of douchebag.
Yeah.
To wear a scarf. You do realize that we're nerds sitting at our kitchen table doing a podcast, right?
Yeah, and I'm looking fucking sexy doing it.
It looks to me like you've gone Hollywood.
Man, I'm so fucking Hollywood in this place.
Have you not looked up your back deck? It looks like we're up on the hills looking out on L.A.
Yeah.
Got the light show out there.
Not the dirty syringe-filled Missouri River.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by my co-host, Napier. Not sure on drunk. We don't know if he's coming or not. However, we do have new drunk. What do you want your
handle?
Your handle to be?
I'd be G.
You just want to be
just G.
You just want to be G?
Just G.
So Napier, when you refer to other Mike, aka
Drunky G?
New drunk.
Can I call him Drunky G?
You just Drunky G.
Yeah.
Drunky G in studio. And hello, welcome, radiofubar.com.
I feel like a lion wearing this.
I
feel like a fucking lion.
You do?
Yeah, I got my mane, my fuzz.
You're wearing your confidence.
I'm wearing everything right now.
This is all I need. Something that I can say is that if I see a man in a scarf, I do see a confident man.
Yeah, especially indoors.
I mean, whether that confidence be for a reason, we don't know.
I see a man with a warm neck.
You see a winner. See a man that wins right in front of you in my fucking Toronto Maple Leafs scarf. So fucking badass.
So the cosmos apparently is fucking me. The cosmos last week fucked me. With the and you know why
anal leakage.
You know why the cosmos thing happened?
Because they want to keep you down.
I gave the Frank Branches a whole bunch of shit about his inability to figure out the broadcast software.
Yeah,
and then I had problems with the broadcast software. But the cosmos is trying to destroy me, and I'm going to tell you why.
Because you're a dick.
I'm a lazy man. I am. I am not particularly like a go-getter. I've wanted to quit my job that I've had for the last 7.5 years, pretty much since the day I got it, but I don't.
Like the last job you had for 7 years?
Every year, my job gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse. I've actually, like, through bonus structures changing and stuff, I've actually taken several pay cuts the last few years. And so, like, the job that I already hated is paying me less money to do it. Instead of getting raises, as a tenured employee tends to do, I actually make less money every year, but I don't leave. And so the other day, I got particularly motivated.
How motivated?
I'm going to tell you. There's been birds in my attic.
Yeah?
There's soffits underneath the roof that sticks out, and pieces of the soffits have been removed. And they built nests, and now they're somehow found a way into my home through little vent hole things.
Yeah.
And so the who do you prefer, Drunk or Drunky G?
I'm still better.
Drunky
than Jesus.
G is already beaten drunk.
Still better.
Drunky
than
G comes on time. Drunky G was early.
Drunky G was early. Brought him some Jack Daniels. Finished most of it. Drunk actually gets drunk.
Well, no, I had some.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And put on a scarf.
Well, I had to Irish up my coat.
This is the new attitude. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I'm just so
fucking. We're wearing scarves. We're drinking Jack Daniels.
Well, this is what you can do when you make it.
I might have two beers.
Really?
That's right. Two beers.
You're gonna go in your bedroom and punch your woman?
And I'm fucking excited. Do you want to hear the rest of my story?
Kinda.
Got motivated. Didn't get fixed. The soffits motivated.
Yeah.
Did get put some kind of netting shit up over the holes so birds ain't getting in.
What about the birds that are already in?
Got home at like 6:30. Heard the birds. Said, fuck this. I'm nailing that netting shit up right fucking now. I go out there on my deck. I stand on a chair. Nail it in.
What about the birds that are in?
They can just fucking die. Because fuck them, they shouldn't have been there in the first place, Napier. You have to learn, and hopefully other birds will smell the dead birds in my attic and say, oh, that's where death lives.
Well, I can't do that to my raccoon. I would love to do that to my raccoon. Do you realize how many times I've said I would love to take like 40 fucking feet of chicken wire and overlap it over into my attic and just nail that little bastard into his hellhole? I've so wanted to do that, but he is so big and he'll smell so bad
so
when
the
he
cosmos,
dies.
Cosmos, Napier.
Yeah.
The cosmos sensed that I was getting a little uppity.
And you
I
killed
was starting
birds.
To become home improvement, Mike. I was starting to better my situation through some kind of it was
through killing birds.
It was a baby step. It was
yes,
but
your
the
baby step towards
sensed that. They
you,
said,
you killed
oh,
birds.
What's going on with Mike?
He's killing
Mike's
birds.
Going crazy.
No, you're killing birds.
So I'm on the couch watching TV. I fell asleep.
Yeah, as your birds die.
Laura's watching TV with me. I'm asleep on the couch, and Laura freaks the fuck out and yells, holy shit, did you hear that? And so I jump up and I said, no, I did not hear that. I was asleep. She looks out the window. She shuts off our alarm. She starts running down the stairs to open the door. She goes, there's people in our front yard. And I'm like, well, then don't fucking go outside. What are you doing? And she goes, I'm going outside. I said, I'm not even wearing pants. And
oh, you were balls naked?
She turned to me and she stared dead in my eyes and she goes, well, I am wearing pants. So there was an implication there.
Oh, snap.
It was not too subtle. There was an implication that, oh, yeah, I'm wearing pants. So apparently a couple of youths, younger fella and a gal, I think they were probably college kids. They turned a corner.
Well, they probably weren't in college.
They turned the corner,
yeah.
And they just plowed my goddamn mailbox. Just fucking plowed it. I mean, broke the son of a bitch.
Still out there. It's still out
in
there in
concrete.
Pieces.
It was fucked up.
That's what you get for putting it between the curb and your house. You should have mounted it to your house, I guess. I don't know.
I don't live in one of those kinds of neighborhoods.
Well, now you do.
So homeboy's bleeding all over my driveway.
He's bleeding?
Oh, yeah. They got fucked up. Their car was jacked.
That's awesome.
My mailbox is hardcore, man.
Like a piece of plastic.
No, they took it the fuck out, but it took some of them with it. You know what I'm saying?
Good shit. Good on you.
Goddamn fight. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the cosmos thought that I might have been improving things, and it wanted to make sure that I had some more projects just to get back to
balance.
Square one.
It needed to restore balance, yeah.
Why didn't the cosmos just say, fuck those two, had them slam into your well-preserved and fortified mailbox to get their shit fucked? Well, I mean, obviously that's what happened. Why is it about you? Why isn't it about them fucking up their lives and getting their shit kicked in by your mailbox?
Napier, I could give a fuck about those people.
Well, maybe
what happened to them. Well, I'm concerned about my goddamn mailbox. Good news is, ain't getting no bills for a while. Don't have to worry about that. That's a stress right out of my goddamn life.
Do you think so, or do you think the mailman is going to bend over and put it into the box which is on the sidewalk?
Well, she didn't today.
Lazy bitch.
And I'll tell you what, if she didn't today, she probably won't tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's she going to do, just leave him on your porch?
No. I think she's just going to keep on driving. But the fucked up thing is, every house in this neighborhood is vacant. I'm like the only one left.
Maybe
you could film The Walking Dead in my neighborhood, and the only one you'd have to like send a letter to and say like, hey, like stay inside today, or like park your car in the garage because like, you know, we're trying to make it look like a ghost town. I'd be the only letter you'd have to send. This neighborhood is gone, and most of the houses look like dog shit, too. So, I mean, it's believable.
Well, what about that black bro with cerebral palsy that keeps running through your yard?
She doesn't have your mail.
No, she doesn't. She's got the palsy. I mean, she probably can't hold on to it too good.
Right.
So, we got the... Frank sent us this thing where we can check, like, our real-time statistics of, like, who's listening and when. And I don't care.
Why?
About our real-time statistics. This seems to be something that other people are concerned with. Like, for instance,
why?
Dan is checking our real-time statistics right now. I don't care how many people are listening.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't.
You lying-ass son of a bitch.
I haven't looked at that once.
I
opened that email and said, oh, this will make some people happy. And then I got rid of it. I don't care.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't.
You want people to listen to you.
Oh, no, I do. I want them to listen, but I don't care if they do or not. So anyway, go to the Menards to get a new mailbox.
How is the Menards? I haven't been there.
I don't know if the Menards is like a national thing or if that's just around here. Are there Menards everywhere?
Yeah.
Can you really get groceries there as well?
They do have a couple of aisles of groceries. It's like a Home Depot, only like... It's way nicer. And the people are super fucking nice, and they got really good prices, but it's like a social experiment. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you go to the goddamn Menards, and like every three or four minutes, they play their like little theme song, which is like a choir going, save big money, you'll save big money. Only at Menards. And like, that comes on every 3 minutes. So, like, while you're browsing the huge, massive store, every 3 minutes, you have to hear that song. To where, I mean, if you're there for a half hour, you hear it however many times.
10.
I mean, like, a lot of times.
Well, 10 times 3 is
30. Oh, you're going to blaze me with your math there, Napes?
Well, you couldn't do it.
He blazed me with his math.
Don't even compete with
So, the blood coming out of your friend that hit your mailbox, did you spray it off with the hose or just letting nature take
no,
its course?
No, Laura went and got him a couple of damp paper towels to put on his bleeding forehead. And after he soaked them with his blood, he left them in our yard.
No
fair
call
enough.
The police or anything? No.
Final we did report? Not call the police. We took down their names and phone numbers and their driver's license. She gave me an insurance card from 2011, so I'm sure I can call them up and use that.
They'll have
fine.
Yeah, they'll have a current.
Yeah, it's all on file.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess I could just go ahead and ruin the story and say that the chick's dad showed up a couple days later and, you know, more than paid me back for it. But
oh, blowjobs?
That kind of defeats the whole fun story about the cosmos fucking me. So I'll leave that part out. about how I was compensated for the mailbox.
Yeah, that really
was it with titty pictures of his daughter?
No, but I wish it was.
She had big titties?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why, you couldn't see him?
No, it was dark.
Was she dark?
No, she was not. You heard the part about them paying me back for the mailbox, right?
We're horrible, evil people.
Yeah, we have no
oh, problem. And you said her dad. That's it. That was the tell.
So, guys, the reason that we've asked our resident expert here this evening is I wanted to drop some truth bombs on some things that you may not know about. And Drunky G knows some shit about what's going on in the real world. I mean, not like...
He doesn't have his blinders on like everybody else.
No. He's got his eyes wide the fuck open.
He carries his Knox with him. He's got his Knox. The fuck do you have?
Or before we get really crazy on it, I mean, like, this was one of yours. You said something about that pirates are responsible for global warming. What was that? Tell me that one.
Now, you see, back in, like, you know, the 1700s, there were a shit ton of pirates. Like, pirates everywhere. And the Earth was cool because there were more pirates in the world. Now, there are less pirates in the world. In fact, you can track it. You can track it on a little graph made with paper that the less pirates there are, the less cool the planet gets. It's true.
I don't refute it. I mean,
how do you explain it?
The time scales match up. They do.
I mean, how many pirates are there today? Earth is fucking hot.
Do you think? I think Paul had a similar theory involving child labor.
Oh, no, there's still a whole bunch of child labor.
Yeah.
You can just go to India for that. I mean, that place is a fucking sweltering scum hole.
The Bush family, they're Nazis, apparently.
Yeah, they come from a long line of Nazis.
Yeah?
Well, how long? I mean, it was only the 1950s that there were Nazis.
Yeah, well, no, 40s. Yeah, they go all the way back.
they go all the...
Well, that's when you count official Nazis. But, you know, the grandfather Bush, Hiram Bush, was a known
Hiram?
Nazi. Hiram.
Yeah, that sounds a little...
Yeah, he was GHW's father, and he ran the Central Bank of New York.
Okay.
These are all provable facts.
Okay.
And the Central Bank of New York was he was the president of it, and it was the primary funder of the Nazi
Party. So it was a bank with not many Jews involved in it?
Yeah, this was,
That's unusual.
That's not believable, though.
Right. I know. Things changed. I think they probably had Jews before the Nazis started their show, but regardless, he was running the show when we went to war and entered World War II.
Okay.
When we did that. The federal government seized the Central Bank of New York, and because it was the primary funder of the Nazi Party,
okay,
turned it into Bank of America.
Oh,
and I believe 1 year later, Hiram Bush is running on the council for
American
Finance Committee. Oh. He was heading up the finance committee for the country.
I currently bank with Bank of America. So in a way, am I funding the Nazi Party? Is that what you're...
No. They took that away.
Okay, so not anymore?
No. The government took it away from them.
Okay.
Technically, you're working on money that used to be Nazi money.
Did all of this happen before or after the Bush family assassinated John F. Kennedy?
That would be before, yeah.
It was before?
Yeah, it was during the 1941.
Okay. So, I mean, do you have any, because I heard that the Bush family, because HW was involved in the CIA.
Right.
And he put a hit out on JFK, is that how it went down?
He was stationed on an oil rig in the Gulf, supposedly for an oil company, but he was also provably on the payroll of the CIA at the
provably.
Time. And this was during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Okay.
And he was working in Cuba, had operatives in Cuba that were Cuban nationals.
So are you saying he's somehow involved in he's like a Cuban spy?
Well, it's a bit of conjecture, but it's easy to believe when the whole council for JFK.
Travis, who is this guy?
I tell him to shut up.
And this is Drunky G.
It's Drunky G, Travis.
I come with the truth.
Okay, yeah. No, you just plow through it, man. Fuck these people. They need to hear this.
Yeah. So, yeah. So he had the Cuban nationals. I think there was probably about a handful, 10 operatives under his jurisdiction.
Cuban nationals, by the way, great baseball team.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We get a lot of fresh talent from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was running these guys. During the assassination of JFK,
yeah,
G.H.W. was in Houston at the time, and so were about 6 of these operatives who were Cuban nationals, mind you.
Were any of them lizards?
I don't know that for a fact, but okay. It could be possible.
Okay.
It could be possible. I'm sure they eat rodents, so there's halfway there.
And Cuban babies.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to clarify.
It's all. There's nothing that says these guys were there for this mission, but they were in Houston for some reason, and were allowed to fly into the country, even though they were Cuban, and were allowed to leave the country.
Was George H.W. Bush part of the CIA team that gave us all AIDS?
No, I don't. That was probably further back.
You think that was further back?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, because the CIA gave us AIDS.
No, they gave the homosexuals AIDS.
To try to wipe them out.
Yeah, for a purity project.
But then some of them got all crazy and started banging women, too?
Well, they didn't understand that. See, that was the X factor. They thought that they could just give it to the fanny bangers, and then they would just keep banging fannies. But what they didn't understand was you don't have to just bang fannies. You can bang vaginas.
Sometimes you could just put your dick in a whole lot of things.
Yeah. And they let them, like, give blood and, like, transfer organs. See, these were things that weren't planned.
When I was a kid, I would have gave a whole bunch of bags full of jelly AIDS. Sandwich bags full of jelly, man.
Were those the ones you microwaved?
The fuck out of those. No, you can't microwave that. You remember those? Those sleeve things that had the little plastic fish in them?
Yeah, from Walgreens. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would have gave those AIDS too.
That's what you're supposed to do with them. That's what they were for.
Was it?
Yeah. Those were fuck sleeves.
It never really worked that well, but I did try.
No, it worked fine for me. I mean, you must got a tiny pecker.
I do. Thanks for bringing that up. So no, what is this HARP thing now?
The HARP array?
Yeah, no, Alaska. No. We're gonna get through them.
Let's
all.
Hit them all.
The people need to know.
it's a facility in Alaska.
Okay.
It's an array of radio antennas, high powered radio antennas.
They put it in Alaska. Like is there a benefit to it being in Alaska?
It's a good tap in point to the jet stream to manipulate across the United States.
And also nobody lives there.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And nobody lives there.
They can do so secret shit.
Of free land.
A bunch
land.
Of fucking Eskimos, and if a few of those turn up missing, who gives a shit?
Well, they won't understand what they're looking at. They're just looking at moose tracks.
Right. It's like, oh, look, there was a moose here a while ago, but now the snow has covered their trail.
And a satellite dish has fallen. Strange
Now let us rub our noses together and go listen to Bajork.
Oh, man, if I had to do that, there'd be nothing but boogers everywhere.
So, HARP array, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so the conspiracy is that it's actually similar to our beloved arch here in St. Louis as a weather control device. And it is based on some technology that was proven by Nikola Tesla that you can actually manipulate the ionosphere with powerful enough of electromagnetic interference.
Like the arch.
Like the arch.
My dad believes that the arch is alien technology that controls weather.
I tried to touch the arch one time on the outside, and there were no park rangers around. The second I went up and touched it, within like a minute, there was somebody up there telling me I can't be rubbing on the arch.
It just knew?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, maybe Drunky G was drunk and he didn't see him. Maybe the park ranger was wearing the forest camo.
Can you not touch the arch?
You can touch the arch.
I don't know. This guy
what the
told
fuck
me
is he talking about? This you can touch the arch. You can walk right up and put your dick on it if you want to.
No, he couldn't touch the arch. Yeah, everybody else could.
My special force wasn't allowed to interfere.
Because you're a truth seeker.
I'm a Drunky G.
What I want to know is if they're stealing Tesla's invention, why didn't they steal the earthquake maker? Earthquake maker would have been a way better thing to steal.
Wait, is that James Bond technology?
No, that's Tesla. He made one, and then there was an earthquake, and then in order to make the earthquake stop, he beat the shit out of his device with a hammer until it broke and the earthquake stopped.
It's a good solution. He was a smart guy.
Yeah.
He was.
I mean, fuck it. If you can't turn, he couldn't figure out how to turn it off once it started going. He just started hitting it with a fucking one of those rubber mallets until it broke. Man knew what he was doing. Unlike the lizard people.
The lizard people?
Yeah, they're not socially conscious.
They're not?
No. I mean, would you be if you were a lizard?
I would not.
Are they got robots then? They just have no feelings? Or
no, they got really big medulla oblongatas, and therefore they can't emphasize with
other things.
It's all base instinct, huh?
And I'm not a frequent listener of Opie and Anthony, but they had Donald Rumsfeld on the phone one time, and Louis C.K. was there. And it's probably on YouTube. You can look it up when they interviewed Donald Rumsfeld. And Louis C.K. straight up asked, dude, hey, man, are you a lizard? And he kept coming back to it, and dude would not say, I'm not a lizard. He wouldn't say it. Do you think they can't tell you if they're not a lizard? They just have to ignore that it was asked? Because, I mean, when you would deny, I'm like, Napier, if I straight up, this is easy. Napier, are you a lizard?
Well, why would you ask me that?
Well, I mean, like, you know, there's rumors going around. That,
rumors
like,
from who?
There's people that may be, like,
the people
lizards in disguise, shape-shifting lizards. Are you a lizard?
Well, which people are
Napier, I just want you to say, I mean, it's right.
Yeah, he's kind of dodging.
Drunky G.
Deflecting.
I'm not dodging.
No,
I want you to explain
the question.
I'm going
to show you how this works.
Yeah?
Drunky G, ask me.
Hey, are you a lizard?
I'm not a lizard, Drunky G.
Okay.
Are you a lizard?
No.
See? Well, okay, now Napier.
See, you can answer that because you don't respect him.
You can
him.
Answer.
No, you don't respect Napier. Him. You don't respect him as a person.
Why do I not respect? I just wanted to know if he was a lizard. He said he's not. Okay.
Why would you ask that question?
Now we know.
Why would you ask that question? I mean, here we are having a good time. We're drinking. We're talking to our friends on the internet, and you come up with that right in front of my face, in front of all these people. That doesn't show respect.
The goddamn alien lizards. If there is such a thing, it is also believed that they put a harmful chemical in the exhaust of aircrafts so that we ingest them and it gives us respiratory issues that keeps us, you know, from rising up.
Rising up from who?
We're just too lazy to do so.
Rising up from who?
From our lizard masters.
From our shells that we live inside.
That's why they gave us AIDS, to keep us under control. That's why they put fluoride in our water,
That's where they came up with aspartame.
Right. They do all this stuff to keep us under control. See, my eyes are open. I've been talking to Drunky G. He knows shit.
Mike,
Carmex puts fiberglass in their Carmex. So you need more Carmex.
You know what I think you need? I think you need to come with me down to McDonald's, and we're going to have some big
you
cheeseburgers.
You rub that goddamn Carmex on your lips,
yeah,
and it fucks up your lips, and you go, fuck, my lips are fucked up. You know what I need?
More Carmex.
More Carmex.
Oh, no, that's the heroin.
Heroin?
Heroin.
Yeah, it makes you ashy.
Yeah. Makes your lips itch, so you got to scratch them.
The government's delivering cocaine to urban neighborhoods.
I know they
to keep them down.
No, they've been doing that.
I know. I'm just saying. Why are you just looking at me like that, you goddamn lizard man?
Why would you say that?
Why can't you just say, I'm not a lizard? Just say it.
Well, why would you ask me
See,
that?
See, now he's freaking me the fuck out.
I know. He hasn't yet said he's not a lizard.
I mean, like, he's playing along with the bit. Okay, it's fun and all. But, like, he's like actually looks offended that I'm asking him.
Wouldn't you be? Your friend comes up to you and asks you if you're a lizard man from outer space with powers and manipulation mind rays.
I would take it as a compliment. Cool. I'd be like, I do have awesome powers, but they're all human-born.
You drive on the highway in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you come to a point where alongside the road, they have stacked 500,000 plastic coffins just in case something bad happens they have all these coffins ready. Like, why are they all out in the open? Why are they setting them out there as a warning? We can fuck you up anytime we want.
Why can't I buy a plastic coffin? It sounds plastic like such a cheap route.
Are the cosmos, and they're trying to keep you in order.
No, those are shelves.
They're not shelves.
Yeah, they're shelves.
They're coffins.
No, they're cheap, stacked. Affordable shelves.
They're stacked coffins.
Well, why is IKEA written on them?
They outsourced the project.
Man, I don't think IKEA would be that rude.
Where's all the trash going, Napier? Where's it going? Do you have any idea how much trash I make?
Trash island.
There's like a million, billion of us.
It goes to
Earth. Where's all our trash going, Napier? I make a lot of trash. Like, if you take a month of my trash, that's a lot. And I probably don't even make as much trash as some people. People probably make more trash than I do.
Not if you include toilet paper.
Well, who's got the market?
Where's all the
on
poop
that?
Going, man?
It's going to Earth City. You know where that is. You drive by there all the damn time.
It smells like poop.
It does, smells huh? like burning shit.
You're doing a very regional inside joke that no one's going to get. But yeah, any major city probably has that one area that smells kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about.
So that's where they put all the casinos.
I'm glad I could explain Napier's shitty joke. But where's all the trash? Where is it?
Well, it's in a landfill. Work right across from a landfill.
Don't they just burn? Do they burn it all?
Yeah. Somehow there's always these accidental underground fires they are allowed to.
You
just
don't.
Keep
you can't make
ground.
Fires underground.
No,
G.
You can when there's toxic shit in the ground.
You can't make underground fires, G.
I've seen it. It's fire needs right now.
Fire needs oxygen, doesn't it?
No, what you do is, in order to keep that from happening, you have to piss in your garbage cans.
Wait, there's a good point. The FEMA, I think those coffins are set up for the FEMA concentration camps. You know, they rebuilt, like, all these internment camps that were originally built during World War II, to go back to World War II, to house Japanese and other possible threat. And they just spent, like, I forget how many millions of dollars rebuilding them all. In the past few years.
No, those are amusement parks.
Oh, okay.
You're there to have fun at concentration camp.
I think Napier was abducted.
By lizards?
Because they knew that we were going to do this. And he's like shitting on everything. He's kind of like putting a little brave face on. He's debunking us.
So he's not actually a lizard, but he wants to hang out with the lizards, is what you think is going on?
Well, I mean, once the lizards take over, they're going to need, you know, human slaves.
Well, didn't you say they have all the powerful positions? Like, they're not just normal Joes out there.
Yeah, they're like the Freemasons.
Yeah, okay, they're like the Freemasons.
Yeah.
Bilderbergers, all that.
He's wearing that scarf so we can't see the seams of his Napier mask.
Yeah, but I got it pulled down so that you can see my mane.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Not going with the bit. Not going with the bit here real quick. The only thing I know for certain.
Just tell everybody that you're not a lizard. Just say it. Just say, I am not a lizard from outer space. I am Napier. I am human. I wear a scarf.
I am Napier. I am human. And Unfit for FM is the best show to ever leave Radio FUBAR ever. And we want you back. I love you, Unfit for FM. Come back to us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reaper. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
I know, I know, I know. Welcome back. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. To contact the program, 309-740-1430, or you can Skype us at WFO Dicks. And I told Napier we were back in 30 seconds, and he stood up and left the room.
He needed ice cubes.
Because that's what you do. Yep. When you're a professional broadcast.
Yeah, you wait till we're ready to
you
go back,
wait
and then you get up.
5 minutes, and then get up. Yeah. Oh, what have what we missed happened? On our big list? We got a whole bunch of these.
I don't want to burn all my cabbage in the first segment. So
I know that goddamn, you know, in The Little Mermaid, all the castles were drawn to look like dicks.
I'm telling you, it's not only The Little Mermaid. It's pretty much any Disney film.
They just got a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, there's a lot of dicks and balls
drawing
hanging
dicks
around
on
there.
Everything.
Yeah. It's like Georgia O'Keeffe with her vaginas.
Georgia O'Keeffe?
Wasn't that the artist who painted all the like daffodils and shit that looked like badges?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she made vagina flowers.
I do know that the goddamn Starbucks logo is a broad grabbing her ankles and pulling up because she wants you to like grab a coffee and jump in there. She just wants to reverse birth you right up there. I mean, you look at it, she's grabbing her ankles. Her hands are like going down. She's grabbing her ankles, pulling it up, spreading her vag wide, saying, "Hey, you want some coffee? How about you getting this vag?
Check out my cunt flaps.
Look at it. Look at the Starbucks logo. Post the goddamn Starbucks logo in the chat.
Tell me you can't see cunt flaps in that thing.
Somebody do that for me. She's grabbing her ankles. She's spreading it out. She's saying, "Hey, look. Hey, check it out. It's subliminal is what it is."
Well, everybody loves cunt flaps.
All you fellas, you go get your $6 coffees. And you know why you get your $6 coffees?
Cunt flaps?
Because you see some bitch spreading her shit out.
That's so fucking hot. Nothing more than I like in the morning is get me a big, tall glass of coffee and looking at some stank, nasty cooter all open and in the breeze, and I can see it wink at me.
Steaming up in your face.
That's why all us goddamn 13-year-old kids went and bought the first Mortal Kombat, because we were promised a nudity code. We never got it.
Nope.
Well, yeah.
But that rumor got out there. Rumor got out there. Hey, man, this is like real people in this. This is like screen capped. And if you put in this code, it's a long code. It'll take a while. You put in this fucking code, eventually Mortal Kombat fuckers just going to start fighting naked. You're going to see Sonya naked.
Oh, don't forget the blood code.
Goro's got two dicks.
I bet he did have two dicks.
And you know what? Midway never came out and said that it wasn't in the game.
The fucking link needs to end with the .jpg, Dan Furnicase. God damn it.
He's working on it, though. He's working on it.
There we go. Look at her. Look at her spreading her shit out.
Waves.
Look at that big cunt.
She is pulling her legs up.
Yeah, look at that huge cunt.
If she's a mermaid, why she got two legs?
If she's a little mermaid, why she got two legs? She ain't got two legs. That ain't a mermaid. That's a bitch spreading out her shit.
Look, you can see the hole right there in the middle. That's where you put your straw. I mean, your dick.
If they told you that's a goddamn mermaid, they're lying as much as NASA about the moon landing.
Yeah.
You don't think they ever landed on the moon?
That was good.
Yeah. It was good.
It's a great transition.
Oh, and they numbered all the rocks. Like, you can see in the rocks, you can see, like, little letters and numbers on them.
No way.
That's where they could tell where they were putting them. Yeah.
Well, I just thought that flag, it flew really funny. Like there was something fucked up about it.
Yeah, like wind.
Like it was in space.
There ain't no wind in space. There ain't no wind in space, lying motherfuckers. What do you think I am, stupid? I've been there.
Base of the New World Order is an underground city beneath the Denver airport.
Sounds logical.
I don't know if it could be the base, but it is definitely an area of operation, probably. Have you ever gone through the Denver International? That airport is a fuck show.
It's a fuck show?
You
think it's like a fake airport?
Well, it's weird. You get in the, you go through the terminals, and no matter where you're flying, national or inner, you go through one of these blow blow chambers where they, you know, blow air all over your body and smell you. And then they put you in a shuttle, and you have to ride a shuttle for like 15 minutes underground to the actual, the tarmac or whatever, to the actual, you know, landing strips.
And that's
why the hell do you build? You're in fucking Colorado. There's plenty of space. Why you got to build the tarmac way the hell away from the terminal?
Obviously, they need the space for something. Lizard people. And when you're underground, they're taking pictures of you like you're zoo animals.
That's true.
They take pictures of you? Are they like doing like retinal scans to see if like you got that reptilian?
No, they're just taking pictures of you. They think you're the animal.
Oh.
You're in their zoo.
Oh. They just keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying that the New World Order, their logos all contained squares, triangles, rectangles,
circles.
Or circles?
Yeah. Either a square, a triangle, a rectangle, or a circle. That's how you know that it's New World Order, New World Order business run by lizard people.
Doesn't that eliminate all shapes, though? Is that like anything with a shape?
No, there's a whole bunch of other shapes you can use.
Oh, yeah, there's ovals.
Yeah, there's ovals. There's
parallelograms.
There's ocelots.
Wait, is that a tiger?
Yeah.
Is that a type of tiger?
Yeah, you can use that as your logo. What's so hard about this?
That's true. There are other shapes besides geometric shapes.
Bobcat's logo used to be a cat.
Like
now it's a circle with
like
a cat in the middle.
And they cover one eye, or like they do like
the
diamond shape,
eye.
Like the
yeah.
Like Diamond
the
Dallas Page.
Yep.
Diamond Dallas Page is like the head of the Illuminati.
actually, the new hand gesture is where you make the hearts with the two hands.
Oh,
that's look what's at top, the all-seeing eye.
Yep. The all-seeing eye.
It's
is
not
right
a heart?
There. No, it's not a heart.
Well, you've heard about it on the back of a dollar bill, right? Where if you connect.
No, let's hear it.
Oh, man, it would be better if we could illustrate it. If any of you out there in chat land have a picture of how to connect the letters on the back of a dollar bill around the pyramid, they really do like hit on the letters for Mason, I believe. Yeah, they spell out Mason. If you draw the pentagram on this here,
yeah,
it hits that A, that S on septus. I think the N, I don't know. Yeah, I would have to draw it to actually nail it down. But that is true. Like, you can just draw that.
So it's on our money?
Yeah. And
why would they put it on our money,
preparing the world for a new age or the new ages or something like that is what it actually says. That's what the Latin says under it.
But why?
Because Freemasons are lizard people, just like Anchor said.
You ever heard of a front organization? That's what you're dealing with.
Do you think that Microsoft and all this Kinect stuff, you know, they're monitoring us with their Kinects and probably going to market our Jack videos eventually? You think it's just to keep an eye on us?
Oh, God, like yeah.
They've created a gaming system so irresistible that all homes will eventually own one.
Yep. That's why every day I walk in front of my Kinect and I pull my butthole open at it.
And say, how big is it today?
I just let loose a shit ton of wind at it. The way I fog up the glass, the way it can't see me moving. All it sees is my big hairy anus open.
We'll get to Harold Ramis. Sorry.
I guess we should actually get to our Ask Doctor. I mean, there's plenty of time to get to the rest of our truth. Mm-hmm. For the evening.
This is your truth serum for the morning.
But we should get to the people do have questions for Dr. Napier.
So. Should we do the intro?
Drunk isn't here. So,
it's
time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Do 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 do.
First question from Anchor Babcock. Does the death of Harold Ramis mean that we are never going to see a sequel to Stripes?
Well, we weren't going to. I'd be more upset about the Ghostbusters third.
I think that was probably the joke. The joke was that we were probably eventually get another Ghostbusters, but he changed it at the last minute. That was the joke.
Oh. I didn't get the joke.
Well, then is it a joke if nobody gets it?
I got it.
Okay.
I think that was the joke anyway. You were saying something about you just found out. I was the one that broke the news to you about Harold Ramis, and you were pretty upset about it.
I was.
But you know Harold Ramis. You're good buddies.
Well, I shook his hand at my graduation, my ceremony. He was the guest speaker. And he actually, everybody yelled, what was it, Beatman? Beatman? What was his name?
Egon.
Egon. I'm sorry, Egon. Yeah.
Egon?
That. And he had really one of the best things a young adult could hear to say, like, you know, stay true to yourself. Don't pursue false idols. And, you know, if you feel something's good, stay chasing it, even if it doesn't pay off.
That's what he told you?
That's what Harold Ramis said to our, class.
And it touched you, like, on a, you know.
Inner anal level, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, you felt good about it, right?
Deep, yeah.
Really, and you were like, fucking Harold Ramis just knocked it out of the park.
Right.
And now he's dead.
I get this guy.
Well, he didn't die doing what he loved. I think he died in the hospital. So he had good advice.
And now he's dead.
Now he's dead.
What did that fucking advice get him?
Well, he did his thing. He could have been somebody's grandpa.
When I was a kid, Egon was my favorite because he ate Cheez-Its in the first Ghostbusters movie. And I just thought that was awesome.
I did love Cheez-Its.
I was like, you know what? I fucking love Cheez-Its. And Egon likes Cheez-Its. That's my favorite.
Bill Murray was my favorite because he had the best balding pattern. Mm. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go bald just like that. And so far, been making it happen every day. Make it happen a little bit more.
So all you kids out there listening, if you commit to something and pursue it every day when you wake up, it can happen.
Yeah, it can happen. You can get that great balding pattern by your favorite idol.
I'll just tell you, any goddamn internet radio station out there probably doesn't have somebody who's friends with Harold Ramis on their show tonight.
Yeah, we're real tight.
Well, not anymore. He's fucking dead.
Oh, no, I still get him.
I was trying to do what that reporter did to that Bodie Miller guy.
You know, just harassing him into tears.
Into tears.
was a real failed attempt.
Keep bringing it back, you know, trying to get you emotional. Yeah. It's not going to work, is it?
So let's revisit that day. Tell me what he looked like. What was his voice?
Was he still thin then? Because he got kind of husky.
Yeah,
eventually.
It was before he re-entered Hollywood. Like, he wasn't doing any movies, and then he came out and did, like, Orange County and stuff.
From Travis Hulse. When the bubble began to burst on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' popularity, the Japanese production company responsible for the Power Rangers took hold and tried to breathe new life into the franchise by producing a live-action TV series called Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation. In that series, they created a female Ninja Turtle to fight alongside the original Turtles. What other Sausage Party franchises could be invigorated or ruined with the introduction of a female counterpart?
Well,
this one.
Well, yeah.
For certain.
Certainly this one.
Certainly this one. What else? What do you think? The Transformers?
They've had ladies on there before. They've all sucked.
Yeah.
In fact, in the last movie, well, the one before last one, they did have a couple of lady robots, and they were all immediately cut in half.
Okay.
Was
there an emotional response to that? Was everybody like, oh, they killed our ladies?
No, like, you get the good half, the one that you can fuck. Take that with you.
Here's a question. Why do Transformers even have sex? Don't they, like, reproduce by technology and, like, banging shit together? Like, components and shit?
That's
a spark of life or something. They don't even need to have
spark.
Sex, right?
The AllSpark made that that Mountain Dew Transformer.
Right, it did make, and the SUV and radios and things around. So why do they even have a male and female? They should have evolved away from penises and vaginas.
You can never evolve away from penises and vaginas, sir.
Well, you could, yeah. I'm not going to argue that.
I mean, we can evolve all we want. We're still going to have dicks and pussies.
The Sandlot. You remember the Sandlot? No broads really in the Sandlot, except and Wendy Peppercorn.
And no graphic rape scene.
But, I mean, don't you think that if they remade the Sandlot today, there'd probably be, like, you know, that sporty broad.
Right.
That, like, you know, eventually takes her hat off and, like, shakes all her hair out. That would happen.
Yeah, we're post-Hunger Games now, so the strong female role is...
I mean, same thing would probably happen in The Warriors. Warriors was a sausage party.
No,
there were ladies in there,
weren't
there?
Yeah, but they get treated
like shit.
Yeah,
but they weren't in the gang. Like,
and they get,
like,
smacked
around. Walked
up
to bitches in the park and was like, you know, hey, I'm gonna whip my dick out. And they're like, no, you shouldn't whip your dick out. But, I mean, like, there wasn't one in the gang. I'm saying... The Warriors probably, if they remade The Warriors today, probably have a broad in it.
Didn't they remake the Warriors?
Michelle Rodriguez, or the new Michelle Rodriguez, the little blonde girl. She was a hit girl. She keeps making the movies.
The young girl.
Yeah, where she grits her teeth. She's always the tomboy. She was in the Let Me In, you know. I'm the new Michelle Rodriguez. You know, she plays the same part in everything.
Her name's not really Michelle Rodriguez.
No, she's the new Michelle Rodriguez. Oh, okay. The new blonde girl Michelle Rodriguez.
The girl who played Hit Girl?
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
The girl who played Hit Girl.
That's
her name. Braveheart.
What?
I mean,
Braveheart?
They fucking killed Braveheart's wife early on. How come there wasn't no broads out fighting? There was a whole bunch of dudes. There should have been a broad out there with like a really big sword.
Well, there was the queen getting the one up on her gay prince husband or whatever. I mean, she was pretty strong. She rode on William Wallace's cock. Well, she rode on William Wallace's cock and gave him the power to go and slay.
Your Scottish accent?
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
It's good.
Yeah.
You should just do the rest of the show with your Scottish accent. Mm-hmm. You're not going to, are you?
I'll try, but people get mad.
Why would they get mad?
Because
it was excellent. I liked it.
I don't think Scottish people listen to the show, so.
All right. Then I'm free to.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Chloe, that's her name, yeah.
Is it Chloe? Yeah, Chloe.
I can't believe I forgot that name.
Yeah, how could you, forget
so
that
so easy.
One?
It's so Americanized.
From Matt Lee. If Dr.
Just want to point something out to Ultimate Anchor. Highlander did have females on the TV show.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well, no, there was a TV show called Raven or something. It was about the Highlander chick who was immortal.
Never saw an episode of Highlander. I don't think I've ever seen a Highlander movie.
You're shitting me.
I haven't seen anything like that. I haven't seen any of them.
In the first or second one, like the Highlander's woman bitch gets like brutal rape fucked by this dude with like mouth scars and shit. It's fucking weird.
Was that on a TV show?
No, this was one of the movies.
Oh, okay.
I think it was one of the ones with Sean Connery.
From Matt Lee, if Dr. Evil and Dr. Phil got into a slap yo bald head fight, it was slap yo bald head.
Yeah.
I'm saying exactly what he said.
Yeah, don't paraphrase him.
Which one of them would end on the best pithy one-liner?
Ooh.
Who are
I'm going to go Dr. Phil. He's just a man of the world, and I think he could deliver.
Dr. Evil, I mean, he had some good one-liners, but he kind of a bitch.
Yeah,
and
he was.
And he kind of always, like, Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, you know? I mean, he never really... I don't think Dr. Evil could throw down.
And Dr. Phil's like 6 foot something, isn't
he? Yeah, he's 6 foot, and he's got some girth behind that throw.
Yeah, he could land a smack.
Yeah.
Like an open palm smack.
Texas-style smack.
From Starry Spice, our number one fan, bacon grease lube, yay or nay?
Yay!
Wait, it depends. Is this for oral or for other orifices? Because yay for oral, it's going to come back to haunt you in other places.
Why would you need lube for oral?
Just the flavor.
Maybe her mouth is dry.
Flavor it. Yeah. Enticer. Doesn't bacon make you want to eat it?
Yeah,
no matter what you have in front of you, put bacon on it.
Why are you giving your woman just straight dick to eat?
Similar question
son of a
from
bitch.
Matt Chuck of our world famous The Lotus Cast on Thursdays on Radio FUBAR. Is coconut oil a suitable substitute for anal lube?
I know shea butter is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's natural.
Yeah.
That'll get rid of scars.
Yeah, from the anal sex.
From the unwanted penetration
those
of
those anal sex scars?
Yeah, those anal sex scars that you're pounding into her. Oh, I can't read. You've perforated my anal holes.
Got another one from Starry Spice. When you die, where do you go?
The ground.
Yeah. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Next question.
From Indio Techno. Can you, in detail, explain the difference between a period and a colon?
A period is what happens when a lady has her monthly.
True.
And a colon is your anus. That's where
also
your poo
true.
Comes out of.
Also true.
From Jay Adson, how many episodes of Game of Thrones can one sit through without risking health problems?
Okay, can I answer this first? Because I just had to catch my girlfriend up on Game of Thrones. Okay. And it was the first 2 season, back-to-back, make you puke, drink, wake up. And then watch, you know, the rest of what you didn't get. And then we just started a third season. So I would say as much as you need
so
to,
you, like,
to get caught up.
So you spent 2 whole days drinking and watching Game of Thrones?
And other things, yeah.
But fuck
mostly
yeah.
What
drinking
other things?
Game of Thrones. Mostly drinking in Game of Thrones.
That well, was, what's the other no, that's not mostly?
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee?
Yep.
Yahtzee. Yahtzee. Are you a player of the Yahtzee?
Yeah, I like to throw the Yahtzee around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yahtzee's the one with the dice, right? And you have to try to get, like,
three. Oh, I thought that was the name of his hog. He was just, like, tossing hog around.
It has two purposes. Yeah, but,
he's just going around North County just slaying broads with his hog.
Yeah. Anything where you get people to yell Yahtzee really loud is, yeah, it works.
I want to say that. I want to say that and mean it. All I've been doing for 2 days straight is drinking heavily, watching Game of Thrones, and just laying down pipe throughout all of the Northlands.
From Anonymous, we have an anonymous question. Your friend continuously sends you pictures of her naked breasts. The breasts are, simply put, terrible. The nipples look like fruit leather. How do you respond?
Okay,
all,
Paul, why are you sending me naked photos? That'd be first. Second,
why are you surprised?
Second, I appreciate the gesture. I appreciate it to no end. But seriously, it's not really, not even like chubbing me up a little bit. And I'm going to have to ask that if you're going to send me naked pics, you go to the gym a little bit, work on yourself, work on your body. Next up, if you're gonna send me those dried out beef jerky nipples, load them up with some canola oil or something. Make them glisten. Give me something to look at.
Yeah, if you don't own Photoshop, do your best to make it look that way.
I know, MS Paint. I mean, just try. Just dye the nipples a different color. I don't care. Make them green. Make it festive. You say Paddy's Day. Ahoy, whatever.
So you shouldn't spare their feelings. You shouldn't say, oh, those are nice. You should give her constructive criticism.
I would. I mean, if they're unsolicited. I mean, if you asked for them, what are you going to tell them? Like, oh, no, I don't want those now. Those look like 2 flapjacks on nails. Just dangling in the breeze.
Did you know that Bill Clinton has quietly assassinated 50 to 60 of his associates? Who may have posed a threat to his political career?
No, I've never heard it.
34 people have committed suicide.
Were
involved in the Bill Clinton administration.
I don't doubt it. He was slick.
Isn't it amazing that Elizabeth Hurley is still with us?
Yeah, why did she slip through that death trap?
I guess too big of a target. Like, you know, she's too well known.
Too popular.
Oh, you know what I think it was? Some spray gas by the lizard men. And the only cure for it was Bill Clinton's hog. If you rode the hog, you get to live.
Oh, he has the antidote.
Is that the fruit leather you're talking about right there? Oh, okay.
Fruit leather actually exists?
Yeah, fruit leather is
fruit
a real
roll
thing.
That's fruit leather.
Oh, wow. I thought that was just like
was
a
just
made
a
up thing.
Yeah.
No, you can go buy fruit leather.
Did you know that Fox News broadcasts signals that affect your sense of smell?
Well, I haven't actually had a sense of smell since I got cable. Oh, God.
Do you have any backing to, like, what smells are they trying to entice people? Like, what smells are they making people smell?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't smell the gay pheromone.
You're supposed to be the expert on
no,
all
these
this.
Are, like, wild. These are wild. What I'm talking about is usually a little bit fact-based. There's at least some facts.
Oh, okay. Well, lay it on us, brother. I mean... I'm sorry. I'm trying to move things along. But
no, this is more entertaining.
We're running out of time. What else do you need to get out there before we're done?
Get rid of your social security numbers.
Get rid of
your social security numbers.
What do you
numbers.
Mean get rid of them? Because I
Switch
already have
up.
One.
Switch it up for
I mean, like,
tax
whether
ID.
I throw away
you
my...
Gotta, yeah, it'd be so
whether
impossible.
Whether I throw my card away or not, I still have one.
It'd be so impossible for any of us to totally get rid of it because we're tied into loans and insurance that are based on it.
Right.
And AT&T bills.
Start, right. Yeah, and AT&T
okay,
bills.
Okay, so what's going on with your Social Security numbers? Tell me.
Well, it's just a contract with the Federal Reserve Bank. It's not a nationally endorsed anything. It's not a required number, although we mostly believe that it is.
I do believe that it is. I need it for, like, a lot of stuff.
It pretty
People ask
much,
you for your Social Security number all the time, right?
No, those are scammers.
It opens the door. It opens the door to all sorts of legal, legal actions and legal contracts that this country, if you stay out from having a Social Security number, you're not beholden to those sorts of contracts and obligations.
Oh
yeah.
I can't find anything about Fox News affecting your sense of smell.
That's how good they are.
Yeah, they're hiding it.
It's
an unnamed scent. It's Drakkar Noir. They're pumping Drakkar Noir into everybody's house.
It seemed credible at the time. Like when I saw it, I was like, "Oh my God, that's absolutely true." But let's see. Fox News, though it might not be the only one, has a peculiar sensory flavor to me, which leads me to believe that some parallel, inaudible, invisible signals are being broadcast with the audiovisual that's consciously perceived by the viewers. We need to know if Fox is using mind control and what specifically its purpose would be.
It's not working on me, I'll tell you that, but it seems to work on some.
Do you watch Fox News?
I do. I try to stay balanced and fair, as they claim they are. But
so you watch them just to kind of, you know, get the counterpoint.
Yeah, to put little round corners on my liberal edge.
Round corners.
Yeah.
I'm confused about the Social Security number, because how do you get a driver's license?
Tax ID. You can get a driver's license with a tax ID.
But your tax ID, my tax ID is my Social Security.
Right, because you're an American-born citizen who at birth probably or shortly after got a Social Security number.
No, I think they give them even to the stillborn.
No, here's like the base.
But if you then have a tax ID, isn't that the same thing? You said you're making a contract with
the Federal Reserve
Bank. Federal Reserve Bank, and that's why you have a. So if you get a tax ID.
It's not the same contract. It's saying you can tax me for income, but you're not creating a corporate entity that is Drunky G, that is Mike, that is Napier. So, like, anytime you see your name in all capital letters, it's not you. It's a corporate entity representing you.
Mike.
Who now can engage. If you don't get one, then you're not able to be beholden to
Mike Moore LLC.
Laws. Yeah, exactly.
And also, you shouldn't have license plates.
Because they just make my car look ugly.
Now, see, if you have license plates, then you're part of the contract.
So if you drive around without license plates, they'll arrest you.
No, you just make your own. I mean, you don't need their license plate. You just need a license plate for your vehicle. Because
just make your own?
Yeah, you just make your own.
Like the city of.
Well, you can.
The city of Miketopia?
No, Mike.
Population Mike?
No, Mike makes a license plate.
My license plate, if I made one, would be green.
No, you gotta, like.
I always wanted a green license plate. I need to find a state that has green license plates.
I don't think any of them do that anymore. All of them have pictures on them. Yeah. Oh, yeah, also
they're
you can't.
They're busying it up. They're making it too fancy.
You can't use.
I like the
zip
boring
codes.
Old license plates.
Also, you can't use zip codes.
On your license plate?
You can't use zip codes at all. Like, if you use the federal mail, you can't use zip codes.
Wait.
Because they're putting you in their tracking system. You don't need a zip code.
Well, I think you could probably still get one, though, right? I think you could get one. It just, here, like, that's what all I wanted to say about the whole Social Security number.
You realize you're saying.
When you do that.
You're saying this, like, publicly to, like, hundreds
of people.
This
is known, just most of us don't.
I mean, you're throwing out some truth bombs that might put you in jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't care. These are facts.
The Googles are going to see this. They're going to see this crazy shit that you're saying.
Let them Google it back.
They probably can just, like, pick up your voice waves.
Okay.
To, like, send into their Google mega computer.
Listen into my Android phone and just fuck with me.
I mean, they'll find you before you get home. They got GPS on your Google phone.
If I don't make it home tonight, you know why. It's not the whiskey.
We're all in danger.
Of whiskey?
No.
I'd like to be in danger of whiskey.
I want
to
say it real quick. First off, the name of the store is Maynard's, not Menards.
It's Menards. Maynard's. I heard the song 10 times.
No, it's Save Big Money.
Save Big Money. Save Big Money. You'll save big money at Menards.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
second, the reason I'm saying don't get a social.
Go fuck yourself, Maynard's. This ain't Maynard's. It's Menards.
The second reason.
I fucking heard the song. They have commercials.
And TV don't jingles.
Fucking.
Because they're embarrassed.
Who the fuck are you, Maynard's? You go fuck yourself.
Also, it's a rule that you have to be you have to.
Maynard's.
Yeah, you have to be a lizard.
Yeah.
To shop.
That's why it's green and it's got a rectangle around it.
It's true.
Also, you do have to be corrected 9 times each show.
Maynard's. The fuck you talking about, Maynard's? Do you have any more truth bombs?
I just wanted to clear up about the social.
Okay.
Pretty much maybe 10% of all the laws in this country are the natural laws when you think of, I'm a free American, yeah, I can do this, I can do that, I just have to follow the amendments and this and that. The easy laws are the natural person laws, which we all are by birth of being an American born.
Don't fuck somebody if they don't want you to.
No, yeah, it is theft or damage of person or property. Those are the only laws covered for a natural person. Everything else, like 92% or however what percentage, over 90% of the laws in our country are based on contract law, which is only allowable by you having a contract with. Well, usually only allowable by you having a contract.
But if you don't have a contract.
Social security number.
You don't have a contract with here, then like they could send you somewhere else, right?
No, you're still an American citizen by being born here as an American.
But how do you prove that?
You have your birth certificate.
Don't you get issued a social security number when you get a birth certificate?
Not on your birth certificate.
Not on it. No, they give it to you
later.
It's
separate. They tell you it's a separate box on the birth form. Not the birth certificate, but on the form that you file at the hospital. So anyway, 90-something percent of those are saying, hey, I know you're an American citizen and you have these rights, but you, by signing this social security number and applying for one, are suspending those rights and saying, I'm also this corporate entity that I can engage in all sorts of things that contradict natural law.
But I didn't sign anything.
No, your parents did.
My parents fucked me worse than the cosmos.
That's why this story doesn't go out, because every parent feels bad about fucking their kid. Doesn't matter how they do it, they feel bad.
It's like cutting off my foreskin.
Yeah, my mom and dad had my foreskin cut off.
Maybe I wanted to have a taco dick.
You wanted to have a burrito.
But I don't. Got a big, thick head.
I have a feeling that you're wrong about that. Probably a little dry.
Slender.
Yeah, it's a little Slim Jim looking dude. Probably tastes all smoky and warm.
My dick looks like a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Well, at least you ain't got a birthmark on it like drunk.
Big old thick head on you. Big old purple one.
Big old purple yogurt.
And one glistening hair growing out the tip. That way I can style its little hairdo.
That's my whisker. That's for so I know if I can fit through a hole or not.
That's its feeler.
Yeah.
Horton heard a who. It was my dick.
Hooty hoo. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
So.
just got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFO Dicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at Drunkard STL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Kristen Stewart wrote an amazing poem, and I thought that it would be awesome if Four Apple Dick put out a cover version of Kristen Stewart's poem. And so Dan has prepared the musical backing track, and Napier is going to do a dramatic reading of the poem.
Does that sound okay?
Sounds fine.
I reared digital moonlight. You read its clock, scrawled neon across that black. Kiss mittly, ubiquitously crestfallen. Thrown down to strife your foothills. I'll suck the bones pretty. Your nature perform the abrasive organ pumps. Spray painted everything known to man. Stream rushed through and all out into something whilst the crackling stare down sunstruck. Through our windows boarded up. He hit your flint face and it sparked. And I bellowed, and you parked. We reached Marfa.
Marfa!
Marfa!
One honest day, up on this freedom pole. Devil's not done digging. He's speaking in tongues all along the panhandle. And this pinning erosion.
Pining erosion.
Is getting dust in my eyes. And I'm drunk on your morsels. And so I look down the line. Your every twitch hand drum salute salutes mine.
Glorious.
My heart is a wiffle ball. Freedom pole.
Written by
Kirsten Dunst.
Kristen Stewart.
Everybody stay tuned for the Fernicast. Thank you, Dan. That was beautiful.
You're a man of many talents and strong fingers. Calloused, strong, meaty hands.
Freedom pole.
Finger jack.
Bye, Dan.
Cunt beer.